Day 27, it is appropriate to ask people how you can help them. When Nehemiah talked to the king, he says, you know, why are you so sad? I think of George Sweeting. A number of years ago, I got to spend a little time with him, and I asked George what it was like to be president of Moody at the time. He said, well, Brian, when I first got named president of Moody, I want you to know I slept like a baby. And I said, wow, that's amazing. He says, yeah, I slept for a few hours, and I woke up and cried. Slept for a few more hours, woke up and cried. He said, the weight of that responsibility on me was more than I could handle, and I had to turn to the Lord. But anyway, the king talks to him and says, how can I help you? And Jesus says to two blind men, you know, what can I do for you? And Jesus says to another blind man, what do you want me to do for you? And Bill Bright, great Christian leader, passed away now, gone home with the Lord. Whenever he'd have somebody in his presence, one of his questions he'd say is, how can I serve you? How can I help you? Bill was busy. Bill had a lot going on. But people didn't leave his presence without that question being asked. I thought, that's an appropriate question. How can I help you? How can I serve you? And every one of us can live open-handed like that. We can ask that question. And we can consider what they're asking, and we can consider how we can fulfill that request. It's an appropriate thing. But you also have to be prepared. If you're on the receiving side of that, you need to be prepared to answer that question. One time I went on a fundraising call with a Christian leader, and we met with a dentist, a very wealthy dentist, and the dentist said, how can I help you? What you know, we're having lunch together. What can I do for you? How can I help your ministry? And I was going to say something, and the head of the ministry jumped in and said, well, we're not here for anything. We're just here for break bread together, have fellowship together, enjoy your company. There's not a single thing we want. So the guy said, okay. So we had lunch together. We get out in the car. The head of the ministry says, I know he's going to give. He's going to give generously. You know, he never did. He never did. And I learned something that day. When someone asks how you can help, you better be prepared to give an answer. You better be prepared to say, well, this is kind of what's going on, and this is maybe how you could consider helping. So it's appropriate to ask people how you can help them. Or if you're on the receiving side of that whole experience, it's appropriate to answer that question. All part of God's journey. Sometimes we're on the giving end. Sometimes we're on the receiving end. But it's to be communication both ways.